This is Saskatchewan Afternoon. I'm Justin Blackwell. It's time now to dive into the business world in Saskatchewan. I'm joined by our business analyst, Paul Martin. And Paul, the town of Nokomis is doing a bit of a David and Goliath story. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, you know, it's probably a classic Saskatchewan, rural Saskatchewan story where communities struggle and fight to, stay alive. You and I have been at this business long enough to have covered this, and I can tell you in my lifetime I've heard, well, you know, if you close my school, my town will die. If you take away my elevator, the town will die. If you close my hospital, the town will die. And it's been a classic story of migration of people from rural to urban communities and depopulation of rural communities. And it's kind of interesting when you see a community that gets up on its back legs and says, no, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. And it's the town of Nokomis right now that is doing that. And they've got a very, you know, outspoken mayor who's very much on a growth track. And this is a town of only, 400 people or a little over 400, but it's actually been growing. It hasn't grown much, but it has grown, which is probably a feather in its own cap. But here what's going on right now is the co-op ag center is closed. And so that means fuel and farm service and that kind of stuff. And they want it reopened. And so they're mounting a campaign, and they're going after Federated and, talking to people like us in the media and that sort of stuff and saying, hey, we're just not willing to accept this. Go back and rethink it. And he makes this point that one of the things that the mayor in this community has done, focused on, is making sure that they've got rock-solid internet connection. Internet coverage in rural communities is always a challenge, and they've got very serious broadband capacity. It seems it's just the location of this is a confluence of various pipes of the in the digital world, and so they're saying this doesn't make any sense. We're a community that's positioned for the future, and we just had Federated and Blair's, for example, out of the Lanigan area on the fertilizer side, doing some expansion there. Now, this other element of the co-op is going the other way. It doesn't add up. So they're basically, going after, the local co-op board, and then going upstairs to Federated Co-op, which is the umbrella organization. It's kind of interesting timing, too. If you're watching TV right now, Federated is running some TV ads where, they're talking about their activity in rural communities, and the main actor in this ad says, my dad was a trapper and this kind of stuff. So it's obviously, not major downtown urban kind of people. And here it is, the town of Nokomis actually being able to stand up and say, I'm going to put that in counterpoint for you and say, give this another look because we're just not ready to roll over.
And you had the premier in Saskatoon yesterday, pumping up Saskatchewan's economic tires. Is this a situation where the province could step in and help out?
Yeah, probably not. I mean, other than sort of provide tacit approval to say that we do support reinvestment in rural communities and that kind of stuff. And it's, I don't think the province can step up, but the point is maybe you just sort of say almost guilting decision makers in the corporate world to say, make sure you've got your P's and Q's organized, and that if you take a decision to close something down, we're probably going to challenge it. You better be ready to defend it. And that's one of the points Nokomis makes, is that the local management of the co-op's been very tight-lipped about this. They've chosen not to really respond on it. And I think that's why they've decided to go public, is to say, hey, get on this thing. And, we're not ready to roll over. And we're a community that, we've gone to all the trouble to make sure we're ready for a digital age, and you guys in the old economy are going the other way.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this story plays out. He's our business analyst, Paul Martin. Paul, thanks so much for this, and we'll chat again next week.
Not at all. Take care.